Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Today I want to talk about listening. I know you guys listen to me every Tuesday, and I'm normally talking your head off, but I want to focus on the difference between listening and talking. I know you heard me talk a lot of stories about my brothers and stuff, but one of my oldest brother, he is very quiet unless, you know, spoken to. He says what he needs to say and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? He never elaborates or just very like over the top conversation. He's never been that way. So he says when he opens his mouth, he's going to say exactly what he needs to say, getting exactly to the point and letting you know the meaning all in one sentence. You know, so he's real cool about that. And one thing he always taught me, which, you know, like I said, I talk on here all the time, probably talk your head off. But when I actually meet somebody or, you know, meeting a new friend, new business partner, coworker, or whatever, I don't say much. That first encounter, which you can ask anybody, when you first meet me, I barely say anything. I probably say one or two words, or, you know, hey, how you doing, and I introduce myself by my name and everything. But I rarely say too much. You know how you meet somebody and then they just just give you so much information and background story and everything about you in one conversation, and all you said was hello. So I'm never that person. I try to read a person first. And I learned that from my brother, because he says a lot of times people will bypass the most important thing, and that's listening. Because you can read about a person just by sitting there listening to them. They will tell on themselves, for one. They will confess to you. They will draw an outline of who they are as a person and their character by you sitting there listening to them. Just listen. And, you know, when I was younger, I really didn't understand that, especially since I was a talkative one. Like, I always wanted to talk and get what I needed to say out. You know, when you're young, you always want to be heard, you know, because you're young and no one's really listening to you is how you feel. So when you're young, you're trying to get so much out, especially conversation wise. So you're just ranting, just going on and on and on, and you never really listen. And that's where the problems happen for you and learning lessons that you have, because we don't listen. But as I got older, I realized how important that factor, that characteristic was to listen and to be a good listener. Because I've dodged a lot of bullets from people that could have caused me so much harm by listening to them. Prime example, I was talking to this guy, and I mean, I had such a huge crush on him, and, you know, I thought he was, you know, everything, creme de la creme. And then I literally sat there, like, and I had never met the man, so I was just going off of looks, which I gotta tell you guys are very deceiving. But I sat there and I actually listened to his conversation, and I was just astonished at, like, all you have is your looks, and you're conceited and you're manipulative. Like, I got all this from one conversation. Now, mind you, he didn't say a lot. You know what I'm saying? He said what he needed to say. But the way he carried himself was just so much of an outline of what I was going to get or what was to come. I knew that this person wouldn't be for me. And so I never spoke to him again. I'm not even going to say his name because it is what it is. But I appreciate that characteristic of listening. And normally when I talk to people, I shock them because I'm so quiet. They're trying to read me as well, but I just sit there and I give an open ear. And I'm not saying just to be quiet, because sometimes people are just quiet and they're not even listening to you. But I'm sitting there quiet, observant, and listening to every word that you say, and I piece them together. I piece them together to learn you, because I feel like a lot of times we don't learn each other. We're so busy trying, again, to be heard that we don't listen. We don't focus on taking all the initiative to listen to a person. I mean, I know we all have our own opinions and we want to get our points across. But before you can agree to disagree, you have to listen to the other person's point of view. You have to compromise. And for you to compromise, you have to understand what that other person is saying. So if you're never really listening to that other person and what they're trying to tell you, how can you fully compromise? How can you, you know, accept something or someone saying if you're not even comprehending what they were saying because you weren't listening? And a lot of that happens a lot because I feel as though everything is always one-sided. And I've said this several times before that we are selfish. Nothing wrong with being selfish, because you came in this world alone, you feel like you're gonna die alone. I understand. But we are all selfish because every choice or decision we make, regardless if you're married, with kids, your family, you make them based on the principle of you, right? So when you're having a conversation with somebody, that is your main goal, to be selfish, to focus on what you say and how it is pinpointed and brought across. So you want to be understood automatically. So when you open your mouth, whether you think that it's poetry, trash, discretions, anything that comes out of your mouth, you feel is important because you're saying it, right? You wouldn't say them if you didn't feel that that was important, or you didn't feel like it needed to be heard. So if it's so important on what you're saying, don't you think that the other person is feeling the exact same way as you do? And a lot of times in relationships, we lose that. We're so focused on, we have to be right, we have to be right. Never look at the other person and say, hey, well, you know, why do you have to be right? And I kind of aggravate people because when I have a conversation with them, my first backup question is why? Like, baby, I love you. Why? I can't stop thinking about you. Why? I only want to be with you. Why? And I know that might be so annoying. I know. But I want to know, because I want to know if you can justify or tell me why, then that means you fully or completely accept what you're saying, or you fully feel that way. I feel if you cannot explain your emotions, then that's something you're telling me. It's not actually something you're feeling. Like, what I don't understand is, how can someone actually love you but cannot explain why they love you? You ever had somebody tell you that? Like, man, I love you. Why? I don't know. Then honestly and truthfully, you really don't love me, because you cannot explain that emotion, how you feel. If you can't sit up there and tell me, oh, I love you because of your characteristics, or, you know, you're so beneficial, not just in your own life, but in mine, like, your aura just brings so much glory. Like, if you can't sit up there and literally explain why, then that is honestly not how you feel. You're just saying it. Explanations are basically justifying your actions, your emotions. And so if you cannot fully explain those actions or emotions, you have no power over those words. There's no explanation for those words, that they mean nothing. They absolutely mean nothing, because you can't tell me why you feel that way. It's crazy that people don't really see the just in it. But I will say this, that you also have to listen to people. And you know what's crazy? We get into these relationships and we're so consumed in them, and then something drastically happens and the first thing we say is, I didn't know they were capable of doing that. Yes, you did. You did. It's a lie. It's a lie you tell yourself. You knew this person was capable of doing it from the first conversation you had, but you were so busy looking at an imaginary potential, or just after you looked forward to an image of you guys and not necessarily paid attention. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm gonna say this. How many times have you had like a first date? And honestly and truthfully, the first date, while this person is talking, and I cannot stand this, while the person is talking, you start imagining how it would be on your second date. Or imagine your life with that person, having kids and marriage and everything. I think women, I'm sorry to say this, but you guys do this so often. How many times when you're sitting there having a conversation with your significant other, someone you're dating, you imagine how it is in the future, to where you're not fully listening to anything that they're saying? And so further down the line, when that person brings up what they were saying in the past, you try to play it off and like, oh yeah, and try your best to remember what the hell they were saying, because honestly you were not listening. And I'm saying this because I've done it. I've and it's horrible. Yes, horrible. Yes. But what I realize is that by me doing that, I am not fully living in the moment. I'm not fully embracing this person and for who they are, and I'm losing the warning signs or the potential gifts that they're supposed to be giving me, because I'm not listening. I'm so focused on these other endeavors that I'm not focusing on this person and what they're telling me and who they're showing me. Like, you ever been in a relationship with someone and you're constantly nagging, and you're tired of repeating yourself? Well, honey, the person you're dealing with is not listening to you. Why? Because they're so busy focused on everything that's perfectly fine or that future potential that they're okay with. You have to be with a person that's also willing to communicate with you, yes, but also willing to listen. You guys both can't be I call them vindictive, a person that constantly wants to communicate but never actually wants to listen or partake in listening to better a connection or relationship with somebody is a selfish person. And what do I say? Humans are selfish individuals. But when you fully commit to a relationship or a connection with someone, you have to get rid of some selfish antics. Like, you really have to embrace those individuals for who they are, because you're learning them. Like, you don't just let anybody in your circle, and if you do, then you need to reevaluate your life. You can't just have anybody, you know, grabbing and needing your energy. They're taking your energy because you're just allowing just any and everybody into your circle, because you're not listening, you're not focused. You're too busy trying to communicate and you're not reciprocating the message. You know what I'm saying? That's someone who's so big-headed they don't focus on the full outlook of life. This world is bigger than you. This world is more than just you. It's okay to be selfish at times, but it's more than that. You have to fully listen, or listen to your surroundings. You know how many times girls have been kidnapped? I'm sorry to say, just raped or beaten, because they weren't listening. They weren't paying attention to anything that their friends were saying or the warning signs. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say that we ask for it, because we don't. Because sometimes I've been in a situation where I listened to the utmost high, and I still was placed into a vulnerable state as a woman. But what I'm saying is that you have to have a balance of both. You have to be the person to say, no, I am uncomfortable with this. Because sometimes listeners, I will say this, sometimes listeners fail to communicate. They fail to open their mouths to say when enough is enough. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to voice your opinion. Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say yes. Don't be afraid to vocalize how you feel on the inside, because sometimes, honey, we trap everything on the inside and just want to listen to people, not acknowledging our own minds or how we feel. It's a two-way street. It's a balance. You cannot hide your emotions from anybody and only reveal them to yourself. That is a lonely world. And the best way to heal is to express yourself, to go above and beyond, to acknowledge those past endeavors and push through. So communication is key as well. You can't sit up there and expect somebody to know that you're hurt unless you say that you're hurt. You can't expect somebody to know that you're feeling a certain way only to yourself, and being angry at them because they don't know. Well, they don't know because you never vocalized your opinion. You never vocalized how you feel. I hate when people make assumptions. Don't assume that I know. Tell me so that I know. Don't assume that I will be there. Tell me you want me to be there, and I will. Don't assume that you know I miss you. Tell me you miss me so that we can work on this together. There is two-way street, and people are lazy. They're so lazy to discover the balance within themselves. You have to listen, but you also have to communicate. I'm just stuttering all over the place because it's important. It's so important. You guys listen to me all the time, but do you communicate? Are you communicating? Are you vocalizing your opinion about society and your world that you live in? Are you artistically telling the world how you can blossom and bloom and been blessed with gifts and talents? Are you communicating? But also, are you listening to absorb all these different energies that you need in your life to excel? Find the balance. Find the endeavors to push you into a new atmosphere. You have it. Listen.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.